On Tuesday, we celebrated the feast day of St. Albert the Great, a wonderful Dominican saint and a bishop. And in a particular way, he is the patron of scientists and engineers. He had a great love for the natural world, a great delight, really. When he would go around to different towns, he would always, you know, in his duties as bishop, visiting the towns of his diocese, he would always ask the people for the natural oddities they had come across, the weird stories they had heard, the sort of strange animals, whatever was unusual, he found delight in. And out of that delight, he wrote many works of natural science and biology. And some historians of science credit him with the first natural experiments. He's a wonderful example of what it means to look at the natural world and to study it with a Christian gaze, seeing it as a gift from our Creator, something to be known and loved as it is a gift, and something to be used according to God's purposes and plans, not in a utilitarian way, not in a domineering way, but in a way of using the gift that has been given. And so tonight, at this holy hour, we remember St. Albert the Great. And in particular, we remember his patronage over scientists and ask for his intercession in all of those medical researchers. That just as he had a great discipline and delight in searching out the secrets of the natural world that God has given us, so they might too have that delight and discipline in their work. To see the world that God has given us as a gift. To see the hidden connections, to find those by patiently looking and asking. And out of those hidden connections, to find ways to use God's natural creation to support us as we are part of that creation, to support us with new kinds of treatments, improvements on medical procedures, whatever it might be, whatever they work on, that it might truly redound to the good of the human race. And because of the good of the human race, to God's glory too. This is, I think, a particularly appropriate feast day and intention for us here, for the friars. We live in the building right next door. We have about half a floor, which is part of Memorial Sloan Kettering's research center. And so we are surrounded physically by those researching, those medical scientists, doctors, looking for ways in order to give us a physical cure. Tonight we ask that St. Albert would watch over them and protect them and guide them, that their work might never be utilitarian, nor domineering, nor twisting God's nature, but rather perfecting it through our own gifts of intelligence and knowledge and wisdom. That all of that might be brought to bear in their work. For our life in this world, of course, which is what it's about, but even more so for our life in the next. That all of those innovations and treatments that they develop, that those might be used for the sake of human good in this life, but pointing towards the next, to the place where there will be no need for experiments or research, but there will be endless delight in knowing God and in knowing the gifts he has given ever more perfectly. That spirit of diligence and research would endure without the toil and without the looming possibility of failure. That God would bring that to perfection in himself, in the life that he will give us with him in heaven, and most perfectly and the new creation that he will make again on the last day.